Okay, this is the start of session. Session here is copyrighted by myself, Norm McFay, Dr. iBliss 2011, with client Sharon here. Sharon, what would you like to work on?
I'm encountering my blocks, programs, having to do with health and undermining my health.
Okay, so let's just see here. Let's see if we get ourselves a reading item. So how else could you word that?
I don't know. I feel stuck again right now. It seems like I do really well, and the seasons change, and I don't pay attention.
Now, you were saying something earlier on about, what was it, you're not paying attention to the indicators? What was the wording you used?
Well, I don't remember the word I used, but it was getting colder, and I ignored it.
Okay.
I thought I was stronger than I was. I want to be stronger than I am, so I fool myself into thinking that a few sessions are going to eliminate this problem altogether, and I want to be the poster girl for the work, you know, that I get the results, extraordinary results. And I really don't want to deal with the reality that, like you said, this is a critical issue for me of long, long standing, yep, back to birth.
And all the rest of the issues, or most of the rest of the issues we've worked on, are pretty well cleared up from what you said. The financial one has gotten better.
At least they're not troubling me.
Yeah, okay, good.
But I was just flying high even a week ago, thinking, yep, that I'd put everything behind me. I was getting stronger again. I was swimming. My body was getting stronger. Yep. Then, right on schedule, the weather, yeah, turns colder, and I pull the plug on myself.
Yeah, what you got, one coherent one, which is a good reading item, is you thought you were over it. Essentially, trying to get your wording, you thought you were over it. You didn't have to pay attention to the indicators.
Yeah.
You just assumed that you were over it, and so you didn't have to do that because you were flying so high.
Yeah, and the weather's still good.
Yeah.
I thought I wouldn't have to worry about this till November.
Okay, so obviously this is a long-standing reversal that goes back and forth and back and forth. So let's do the reversal tapping here. You can put that down. Let's tap on here. Okay. I think I'm over this.
I think I'm over this.
So I don't have to do anything about it. I can just take a devil-may-care attitude. It doesn't matter.
I can ignore the signs, yeah, and symptoms.
Yeah. And so if it gets cold. I don't have to pay attention to it. If I'm not dressed properly. I don't have to pay attention to it.
Because I've worked through this block.
Yeah. I'm all over this. My health has changed. I'm invincible now. I don't have to pay attention to anything. I just do as I please. See, when I'm cold. Doesn't matter.
And when I get the sniffles, disregard it. It's just an allergy.
Yeah, I was even going swimming when I had a cold. I was thinking about going swimming when I had a cold.
I was thinking, you know, I didn't want that to stop me. I'm mad now when I have to pay attention to the,
yeah,
weather.
So none of this really matters. I'll just go ahead and do as I please. I'll be shocked and surprised when I get sick. But that won't bother me still. So I'll just go ahead and get worse. By violating more of my principles. Until I'm really good and sick. And then what? So I have a pretense. And I like to fake. That I'm over it. And I don't have to do anything about it.
But it makes me mad. I want to be over it.
Yeah. This is part of my succumbing pattern. To not pay attention.
Notice
how nice and coherent that was.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is part of my succumbing pattern. That I just pretend like I'm over it. We've had a good, nice coherence on that, so let's go back to regular tapping here. Okay, so I love and respect myself. Even though I set myself up for a fall.
I'm just so fed up with this, Norm. Lifelong pattern. I'm just so fed up with it and impatient. I want to get over it.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't eat protein when I need to.
Sometimes I don't eat protein. I just can't keep up with everything.
Yes, but I still love and respect myself.
I still love and respect myself. I don't keep up with the things that are essential to me.
Exactly, and I still love and respect myself.
I want to say that again to
myself.
Yeah,
good, please.
I don't keep up with the things that are essential to me. I keep up with a lot of non-essentials.
Yeah.
And that's the crux of the matter. It's still the self-sabotage going on.
Yeah.
It's not quite as apparent. It's not quite as overt. But it shows up.
Yeah. And even though I sabotage myself.
Even though I sabotage myself.
I still love and respect myself.
I still love and respect myself.
So even though that I don't pay attention to what I'm doing, oh, that's fine. So we got a coherence on that. That was fine. So we got that. It was before that. You were in a good release point. And so what we did is we ran the psychological reversal to coherence.
Okay.
Then we ran the setup phrase to coherence, not overrunning it. Now we'll go into the main action.
Okay.
So sticking your tongue out is a good sign that you're released. You wouldn't be doing that if it's a playful gesture on your part.
It was not. It was anger.
Okay. Well, anger's high on the scale, remember. The old process style was to take the process up to anger and then call it enough.
I want to hit the one that undermines me. Who is it?
Well, we're working on that. Okay. So let's see, what are we gonna say? I still have health issues.
I still have health issues.
And I ignore them from time to time.
Less, though.
Yes, exactly. Maybe I won't pay any attention at all. I want to hear that. Maybe I won't pay any attention at all to my health signs.
That's not true.
Well, but I'm saying maybe. I'm just asking you to repeat
maybe
it.
Maybe I won't pay any attention at all to my health signs.
But maybe I will.
But maybe I will.
Or maybe I'll just ignore when I'm cold.
Maybe I'll just ignore when I'm cold.
But maybe not.
But maybe not.
And maybe I'll tune into myself.
And maybe I'll tune into myself.
And maybe I'll sabotage myself.
And maybe I'll sabotage myself. It's embarrassing.
Yes, that's coherent on it, too.
It's embarrassing.
I know.
I don't want to be like that. I sound like a 10-year-old.
Is this a complaints office here? The self-complaints office?
Oh, ha, ha, ha. Your health is really good. You can afford to laugh.
Right. Okay, so I can't afford to laugh at myself.
I can't afford to laugh at myself.
It's too serious.
Too serious.
I almost killed myself yesterday.
I almost killed myself yesterday. I did?
I don't know. I'm just looking to see what goes coherent. I'm checking for your position on the scale.
I almost killed myself yesterday.
I was going to go swimming when I was sick.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, good. Okay.
I wasn't going to go, but I went in the hot tub. I shouldn't have done that. Full of that chlorine.
Yeah.
That affected my health.
Yeah.
And who put all that chlorine in there?
Well, I was trying to kill you.
Yes, you were.
Sometimes I maybe should wear a jacket when I don't.
Sometimes I should maybe wear a thicker jacket.
I should bundle up sometimes and I don't.
Maybe I should bundle up like you do. You're always keeping your chest warm.
I can't wear a cap because it's against my vanity.
I wear caps.
Oh, do you?
At night.
Okay, yeah, but in the daytime.
No, I don't like them on. They restrict me.
Yeah, I really...
I feel like I can't breathe.
Yeah, I don't think... But feeling sick, that's not so restricting.
Want to say that.
Note, client tries to kick coach.
Quit telling me the truth.
Yes. I wonder if I'm going to get over this.
I wonder if I'm going to get over this.
I'm doing better, though.
I'm doing a little better, though.
Yeah, and I'm catching some of the signs now.
I'm catching some of the signs now, but November's coming up really fast, and I need to be all well by November.
Yeah. But I've had a whole life of ignoring the signs.
I've had a whole life of ignoring the signs. I want to start doing 2 sessions a week before we leave on our trip.
I've done some of the things that really would harm my health.
I have done some of the things that would really harm my health.
I've had a poor mental attitude.
I've had a poor mental attitude.
I've been stressed out by many life situations.
I've been stressed out by many life situations.
Many partners.
Many partners.
Many businesses.
Many businesses, many family members.
Yes. And so, in some senses, I'm lucky I'm still alive.
In some senses, I'm lucky I'm still alive.
And my health is not worse.
And my health is not worse.
And I do have long runs of good health.
No, I wouldn't say long runs.
Okay, tell me what you say.
I do have runs of good health.
Okay, I do have runs of good health. And if I probably wouldn't ignore the indicators.
if I either lived in a climate of 80 degrees during the day and 65 at night, I wouldn't have to pay any attention to any indicators.
Sounds like a bit of a commercial
but
interruption.
But since
there.
I don't, I still have to pay attention to indicators.
Coach is being blamed for not having a house in Maui.
Well, I'd be a lot healthier.
I understand.
It's a lot easier.
Yeah, I understand.
Than, 85 in the day and 43 at night. Now, who's supposed to survive that change in temperature? Only you could do that.
I understand. So I've got some challenges here with this weather. I've also got some internal challenges. Maybe when I get over the internal challenges. I'll be living in Hawaii.
Or I'll be living here in better health.
Yeah. But I know it's an inside job. Yes. The weather's not affecting everybody this way. So I must be set up somehow. Inclined somehow.
Inclined with a weak constitution.
Yeah, to take falls in bad weather.
To take falls in bad weather with respiratory ailments.
Yep.
I don't get any other kind.
No, but somehow I think. I am catching on. I may think I'm a slow learner sometime and beat myself up. But I am on a gradual baby step increase.
Well, that's true. I am on a gradual baby step increase. I just get really impatient, and I get wanting change so much that I assume it where it isn't there.
Well, right. And some of the change that comes about?
And some of the change comes about is fantasy.
Not necessarily good change.
And sometimes I still live in fantasies.
Yeah. And so I'm getting my tires on the road. And watching my internal indicators. And dealing with my health satisfactorily. So I'm doing the best I can for myself.
And I requested this session because I want to take the next step.
Yep. Yeah, and I do make mistakes.
I don't catch things.
Yeah, but
I ignore them.
Yeah.
And I need support.
Yeah.
I don't get support.
From me?
Yeah, I need support.
I was the one that told you outside.
Can I tell you how I need support?
Yes, but just mention, I was the one outside one time that told you to put on a jacket.
Yeah.
And I was wearing a thicker jacket than you were.
Yeah, well, I was okay then.
Okay.
When I say to you, my hands are cold, what I need back is, you need to bundle up now.
Good, that's a good one.
When I say back to you, my nose is running, I need the support of take the day off and go lie down.
Okay.
Because that's when it starts, with a runny nose or a sore throat. That's always the way it starts.
Okay.
So this time I was good, you know? I took the time off, but not enough. Because the next day I was up running around, out there in the world, and doing things.
Okay.
And I was cold last night again, and didn't pay attention. Wore this.
Yep.
And I looked at the computer this morning.
Yep.
It was 43 degrees.
Okay. So maybe I need a warmer set of clothing, bed clothing,
by
my bed.
I have a warmer set upstairs, but not downstairs.
Yep. So that's why I put it by my bed.
But you know, I fooled myself now. Okay. I fooled myself that it's colder up here than that back studio. When has that ever been the case? It's always been as cold down there as it is up here. There's just no wind.
Okay, so here we're working on this. I try to fool myself. I live in some fantasy.
To keep the past alive.
Yeah.
That's what it's
there
for.
There you go. Yeah. And without my past?
Without my past?
Who would I be?
I wouldn't have any struggle and any conflict and probably any sickness.
Yeah, my sick identity. Is what I know. And what I perpetuate. Very familiar ground. I get sympathy. And I get attention. And I become very special.
And there's another thing that I'm not doing well at. I want to tell on myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not taking time off.
Okay.
Therefore, again, sickness is serving me that I have to stay in bed
guilt. That's right. We worked on that, didn't we?
Yeah. And you came in today when you said go outside. I felt a huge guilt because I just wanted to stay in my room and lie down all day.
Yeah.
But that's not okay with me.
Yeah, I know. Okay. So let's get the reversal off on that, since we're getting the kind of reading that would indicate that. So let's do tapping on the reversal part. I have no plans on taking the day off.
I have no plans on taking my day off, even though I say I'm going to.
No, I have no plans on taking it easy.
I have no plans on taking it easy. I feel guilty when I take it easy.
When I'm sick, it's a good chance to work harder.
It's a good chance to work harder.
And endanger myself all the more.
Endanger myself all the more so I can collapse.
Yeah.
I can stay in bed. I can read books. I can laze off. I can be a sloucher, slacker, anything I want without guilt.
Yeah, but I must be dead and dying before I can do it.
But I have to be sick.
Yeah,
or dead and dying before I can do it.
Yeah.
I've just been watching myself over the last few weeks. I take no time off again.
True. Yeah, my body gets sick and leads me around by my nose.
The only way I have to stop is to fucking get sick.
I get it. Yeah, my body. I won't take responsibility for it.
I won't take responsibility for it.
So my illness dictates my lifestyle.
So my illness makes me slow down. It dictates my lifestyle. It gives me the time to integrate how fast life is moving.
Yeah. And I don't plan on changing anything.
And another thing I want to say is that I feel that I'm swept up in a cycle where I can't slow time down. I can't get off of the treadmill. I'm caught up in this cycle. And all I feel on waking up, how the day disappears, cooking dinner, watching a movie, brushing my teeth, and going to bed again. And it's a very depressing cycle.
Yeah.
I feel no power or control with it.
I wonder why time is going by so fast.
I think they say when you get older, it goes faster and faster because you have less of it.
Yeah. But what I'm dealing with here... is
an intention of mine
that keeps my illness alive. It keeps me stuck in a situation. That I only can show a little bit of improvement. Other areas have shown a lot more improvement.
But I have fear of mortality too.
Yeah, good.
My friend called up and told me that 6 of her friends now have died in the last year. And she's turning 75, and I just get, it's running out. This is what goes on in my mind. It's running out. Don't lie down. Don't take time off. Do the things you have to do. Make money. Do this. Do that.
Yeah.
Get the other thing done. It's fear. It's all fear that's running me.
Yeah.
And the only time I get off is when I get sick.
Yeah. So getting sick looks like a good idea.
To some part of me, I guess it does.
Some part of me knows it's a good pattern.
Part of me knows it's a good pattern because it makes me slow down.
Yeah, it's a good place to hide out behind.
To zone out behind, to go into my fantasy books and escape reality.
I don't have to be accountable for my health.
And I don't have to face my mortality either.
And I can do as I please. My illness is kind of a freedom. Because it takes responsibility for me. Makes me special. Allows me to do what I really should do anyway.
What's that mean?
Meaning that it helps me to do the things I'm not willing to do by forcing me into the situation. In other words, it allows me to take time off. Allows me to change my lifestyle a little bit.
But it's different when we're on vacation. I have a different mindset
different
set of rules.
Yeah.
The set of rules I have here says, your life is evaporating. Move. Get this business going.
Yeah.
Make things happen. Get this house running. Get these meals done. Get this gardening done. You know, there's a whole bunch of rules and regulations to living here.
Yeah, true. Yeah, it's a whole different set.
Exhausting.
Yeah, so turning around, my life is evaporating. By the way in which I live it. In some way or another. I may be willing to find out. A way to live my life better.
I was thinking coming around to your point of view eventually, of getting rid of living in Marin and living somewhere where I can have servants and not have to do gardening, not have to do cooking, not have to do cleaning, not have to do washing, not having to do any of that, and more free time to just live and be.
It is a thought, but I have trouble letting go of certain parts of my life.
I have trouble letting go of certain parts of my life.
They are my identity.
They're my identity.
It's how I survive.
It's how that identity survives.
Yes, very good. A good distinction. And so I don't know if I'm willing to let go of that.
I don't know if I'm willing to let go of that. I'm thinking about it, though, because I see it's eating up all my time.
Yeah, when it gets painful enough.
When it gets painful enough.
I'll move.
I'll move. Literally and figuratively.
Exactly. But I can't move on my own.
I can't move on my own.
It's got to be painful first.
It's got to be painful first.
And I know I can take care of pain.
I know I can take care of pain.
Because I've created pain in my life almost all the time I needed.
I create pain in my life all the time I need it.
And it seems to have served me well.
It seems to have served me well.
So when I need pain. I call upon it.
I call upon it.
And it magically shows up.
And it magically shows up. You know, just a second here.
Good.
Now I'm too hot.
Well, that's better.
Better than being too cold.
Yeah.
But it makes me sweat, so it'll endanger me when I go into the colder house.
I've got you in the hot seat there. In the hot seat of accountability.
It's the sun behind me. And that too.
Yeah.
Right. That too.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So good. So we still need to work on the reversal because we haven't got it yet.
Okay.
So this is my identity.
This is my identity.
I know myself as a worker.
I know myself as a worker.
As a slave.
As a slave.
As an overworker.
And that means I'm young.
Yeah. I
that means I won't die. You understand?
Yeah, I do. I
convoluted
understand.
My thinking is.
Yeah, yeah. I can live forever.
I can live forever.
If I work myself to the bone.
If I work myself to the bone.
Because that's really working.
Because that's really working.
And that's the way. Now, you keep starting to go coherent, and then you go back. So we're not quite ready. It's, but we haven't exactly hit it yet, and you're not exactly let go of it yet on this reversal.
Okay.
So.
I want to.
I plan on endangering my health.
I plan on endangering my health.
And doing some of the same old nonsense.
And doing some of the same old nonsense.
Till I either have to be carried out of here on a stretcher. Or I die on the vine. One or the other.
One or the other.
It would do me good.
It would do me good.
To die at my desk.
To die at my desk.
Because I can show myself what a hard worker I am. And I didn't let my health get in the way. And I died in style. Right on my job. It's interesting. You start to go coherent, then you take it back. So
let's
see. Well, we gotta get a part of it. So there's some part of it we gotta say about this. What will we say about this?
I have value to myself.
Yeah.
That way. I don't have value just lying around being a slacker.
I've got an effort to be important.
I have to effort to be important to
I've got to work hard to be recognized. And I'm not going to change any of that. That's how I've grown up.
I'm too hot.
Okay. Change positions there.
The sun is just cooking me.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Open that window for you.
No window with air. Okay.
All right.
No window with air. I just got to get out of the sun. Just give me a minute.
Okay, watch that cord on the device.
I know.
Okay. Well, that's something that you sit back here. Client changing position because of sun.
That's better.
Okay, I'm going to move this here.
Hot.
Okay.
Okay.
So maybe that's why we weren't getting coherences there.
We could
regard the sun as an energy toxin.
Yeah.
You were roasting and broasting.
And see, I didn't put up with it the whole session. I didn't catch it right away. I felt it.
Yeah.
I let it go.
Yeah.
And then I took the jacket off, and I still stayed there roasting. And then I did something about it. So I am closing the gap.
Yeah.
So much better.
Oh, good. So I'm dead.
I don't deserve to cook alive.
Yes, exactly.
After all, I've complained about temperature.
I deserve to be cooked alive. Until I realize it. Okay, so let's see. So we might have mucked that up a little bit with that psychological reversal because you were sitting in the sun and cooking here.
I know.
So letting your temperature kind of come back down into normal zone here.
Okay.
Because it'll show stress because the resistance will cause lack of coherence.
Yeah.
So
because I'm fighting the discomfort.
Tell me I'm over the psychological reversal.
I'm over the psychological reversal.
Okay. I've let go of it. and I'm done.
I'm done.
And the reason why I, well, we're not getting the kind of thing I was, the kind of read I was thought I was hoping on that.
Well, let's keep working.
That's exactly right. So some may have been part of it. There's still more there. That's the advantage of using the biofeedback.
Uh-huh.
So let's see. What else can we say about this condition of I don't pay attention to my health indicators.
I don't pay attention to my health indicators.
I only figure it out later.
I only figure it out later or somewhere along the line, but not right when it's happening.
Yeah. There's a big lag time.
There's a big lag time.
Between feeling discomfort.
Before
I actually do something about it.
Between feeling discomfort.
Recognizing it.
Recognizing discomfort.
And doing something about
it. And do something about it. Yes,
yeah.
There's a lag time.
There's a big lag time there.
And I notice it, but I don't do anything.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't I?
Well, I feel uncomfortable.
I feel uncomfortable.
I notice it. Now we got the coherence. Yeah, that's what we're looking for.
Yeah.
I feel discomfort. I notice the indicators.
Yeah.
Say it.
I notice the indicators.
I recognize it.
I recognize
and
it.
And finally I do something.
And finally I do something.
But the time.
But I don't want to believe that it's happened again, you see?
Yeah.
I don't want to believe it.
Yeah.
I fight the belief of it.
Yeah. That's
I want it to be over.
That's what we're looking at. So your form of wanting it to be over is a way of suppressing the indicators.
Yeah.
It stands in the way between recognizing and feeling the state.
Yeah.
And so you go into a mental state where it's a form of denial.
That's right.
And
exactly it.
Then the symptoms creep up on you and you get sick.
Yeah.
So
it's yeah, or I finally do something about it. The whole day my nose was running.
Yeah.
You think I went and took the medicine and laid down?
No.
No.
No, you were in denial.
I just blew my nose the whole day and then started taking things.
Yeah, you were in denial up to the point where you took the medicine.
Yeah, I wanted to see, well, maybe it'll go away.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll go away without doing anything.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe,
you can go back to regular tapping at this point.
Okay.
So I'm satisfied about getting the reverse off.
Okay.
There's the key right there.
Okay.
Good.
Can you see? Okay.
Good. So denial has been my game.
Oh, denial has been my game.
For many situations in my life.
For many situations in my life.
Men.
Parents.
Jobs.
Behaviors. Responsible money management.
Yeah, got coherence on that. And so this is just one other form of denial.
And numbing out.
And just the way I paid for it with men. With financial management.
With financial losses.
Okay, right. Bad investments.
Bad investments.
And some bad familial situations.
Bad familial situations.
It's no different about my health. I have earmuffs on. Blinders.
And it's interesting that I can't hear very well and I can't see very well.
I'm
physically.
Yeah, I'm kind of Helen Keller through my life.
I've been Helen Keller through my life.
I really don't want to pay attention.
Because
I really have a psychological reversal on knowing the truth.
I have to do something about it.
If I don't feel it, I don't have to do anything about it.
If I don't feel it, I don't have to do anything about it till it rears its head and bites me.
Yeah, not feeling it is almost as good as it not being there. Not quite as good.
Not quite as good because it doesn't produce good results.
No, but it comes in a close second.
I know
my subscription to Fantasyland.
I know my subscription to Fantasyland.
It's hard for me to give it up. On the other hand, I may never be able to complete my relationship with this environment. Until I come to terms with it.
The environment is not going to change.
Yeah.
I have to change my relationship to it.
That's exactly it. That's coherent. Yeah. I can't run away from it.
I can't pretend it's not there.
No, because I take me with it.
I can't get angry at it.
No.
It doesn't do any good.
If I deny it here,
I
can deny it someplace else. Patterns are just part of the game. So I want to come to terms with my environment. And I'm coming to terms with it now. And I have to first come to terms with my inner environment.
I have to first come to terms with my inner environment.
Because my outer environment.
It's my outer environment.
It's a reflection of my inner environment.
It's a reflection of my inner environment. And I want to see something here.
Yeah.
Sometimes I laugh at you for bundling up because you're doing what you need to do and what you found out works for you in this environment. And I don't do that. I make you wrong for it.
Yes.
And I'm the one that suffers.
Yep.
Because I don't take care of myself like that.
Yes.
You know what it takes for you to get along in this climate.
Yes.
And you're doing it right now.
Yep. My outer environment.
My outer environment.
My dangerous outer environment.
My dangerous outer environment.
Is just a reflection.
It's just a reflection.
Of my dangerous inner environment.
Of my dangerous inner environment.
I furnish my dangerous inner environment.
I furnish my dangerous inner environment.
With all the furnishings of the outer environment.
With all the furnishings of the outer environment.
When I turn it around.
When I turn it around.
I realize I'm not taking care of my health internally.
I realize I'm not taking care of my health internally.
And I have dangerous patterns.
And I have dangerous patterns.
That compromise my health.
That compromise my health, for sure.
I don't see it outside.
I don't see it outside.
Because I'm in denial on the inside.
Because I'm in denial on the inside. All true.
Yep. And so I'm working now.
Well, I'm working now.
To release inner denial.
To release inner denial.
Because at this point, it just doesn't serve me.
Because at this point, it just doesn't serve me.
I've made such tremendous gain in other areas.
I made such tremendous gain in other areas.
It doesn't do for me to be stifled here. It
doesn't do for me to be stifled here.
And I think I'm up to the point now.
I think I'm up to the point now.
That I have a high enough self-image.
Yeah, it's high enough self-image and self-regard.
Yeah, that this just doesn't serve.
It doesn't serve. It has a lot to do with self-regard.
Yeah.
That I care more about myself now. Why should I let myself suffer? Before, I didn't care. I was always punishing myself.
Yeah. You can see you have a nice run of coherence on this here. This is the most amount of coherence we've had in the session. Mm-hmm. I haven't timed it exactly, but I bet you it's 35 to 40 minutes, somewhere around that time. Because you start getting coherent at that point. So I vow from now on. To tune into my indicators.
To tune into my indicators.
In some reason, sometimes I hold myself as being sensitive.
Sometimes I hold myself as being sensitive.
But I gotta admit, sometimes I'm an insensitive.
I'm insensitive.
And this really puts me down.
And this really puts me down. I'm insensitive to myself.
Yeah, and this is a behavior that's really time has come.
It's what?
Oh, sorry, this is a behavior whose time has come.
This is a behavior whose time has come. So from now on when I feel these feelings.
I'm gonna get on them right away. If I start to feel sick. I'll take my supplements.
I'll just do what I have to do right there when I first start to feel it. And that includes taking it easy and get off the computer and rest. Take a nap. Lie down if you have to. Right when the symptoms start, not when they come on full force.
Yeah. I choose to be open.
I choose to be open.
To the symptoms.
To the symptoms.
As teachers. As soon as they show up.
As soon as they show up there, they're telling me something.
I'm going to tune in right away.
Because when the symptoms show up, they show me I haven't been paying attention.
Yeah, they show
they're
me.
They're the first line
yep.
of telling me.
Yeah, they show me I'm out of line with my feeling.
They show me I'm out of line with my feelings and I'm not paying attention to things I need to do for myself.
Yeah, so I'll welcome them if they show up.
So I'll welcome them if they show up.
And I'll nurture them when they show up. And I'll get on them right on time.
Now, another thing I have to deal with is I've got this belligerent attitude now that I'm going to sleep upstairs sick or not.
Yeah, it's really not so good.
It's not good.
Yeah, I really don't want to push the envelope.
What?
I really don't want to push the envelope.
Not the way I'm going to have what I want.
Yeah, I really need to be more nurturing than courageous.
I need to be more nurturing than courageous. That's the way that'll move me faster than throwing myself over the cliff and hoping I don't die.
Yeah, I need to be more attentive. And less in denial. And I choose to be.
And I've made this. Being upstairs or not being upstairs, a crucible.
It's like a symbol of your success.
I know, it's like a crucible, you know.
Yeah.
I crucify myself
on it. I was going to say, crucify sounds better. Yeah. And so whether I sleep upstairs or not.
I still
want to be in good health.
I I still want to be in good health.
And that's the most important.
That's the most important of anything.
Yeah. And if I could just nurture my good health.
If I can just nurture my good health.
And pay attention to my indicators.
And to pay attention to my indicators.
Those would be my first two steps.
Those would be my first two steps.
And the rest will fall in line.
And the rest will fall in line.
But being in denial.
Being in denial.
Doesn't serve me in any way.
Doesn't serve me in any way.
You've been coherent. You've been middle blue colored, which is in the middle coherent on this last one.
I
know we're getting there.
Okay. The other thing I want to do that I don't do is I give myself this huge attack like I was doing today, putting myself in depression again, that once again I've slipped back into my pattern, and oh, awful me, I'm not getting anywhere, and I beat myself up. I want to change that. Okay, if I slip off the path, I make a mistake, okay, just forgive myself. I'm not going to clear this up overnight. And just begin again. The one good thing I did was ask for a session right away.
Good. And you went to bed.
Yeah, I did. Even though I felt guilty.
Yep, I'm sure you did. Maybe you ate in bed, too.
Yeah.
Maybe you ran in bed.
Yeah, I rested.
Yeah.
I rested. I didn't want to go outside. It was raining. I went out there. It didn't feel right to be out there in the wind, even if it was warm. I didn't want to go through it. I didn't see a chill. I wanted
to. So, question. You know, I think it's okay. Playing this game but you.
No.
Yeah, this is all self-induced.
All self-induced.
The reactivation starts out. When I tune it out.
Yeah. I'm sitting outside, I feel a cold breeze, and I ignore it because I'm too lazy to go in and get a jacket.
Yeah, and it ends up with, I'm in bed and can't leave.
Yeah.
In depression.
Yeah, that's where it ends up. That's
where it ends
pattern.
Up. I've been bad. I'm thoroughly depressed.
I'm thoroughly depressed.
Because my health has taken a turn for the worse.
And then it's taken a turn for the worse, so now I should cancel all my trips for my vacation. Now I'm going to die very soon.
Yeah, dying in the back bedroom. And, you know, Neptune Society is now knocking at the door.
Right.
But it all starts out. It doesn't happen all at once.
It doesn't happen all at once.
It's a cycle of action.
It's a cycle of action. A recognition and then an action.
Yeah, it's my old pattern.
My old pattern.
My old friend.
My old friend.
How I end up in depression.
Depression.
And it's the mechanism of how I've been it all my life.
The mechanism of how I've been it all my life.
And the good news.
And the good news.
Is I've rooted it out of other areas.
I've rooted it out of other areas.
Yeah, this is just an area of long-standing.
Well, this is the most long-standing area.
Yeah, if I can root for the others.
If I can root for the others, I can get this.
So I thoroughly resolve not to beat myself up.
So I thoroughly resolve not to beat myself up.
And I choose to do it.
I choose to do it.
And I know I'll make a lot more gain that way.
I know, I'll make a lot more gain.
Exactly. A little something else I want to get in here. I was seeing how to word this. There it is. This one right here is all looking for five. There it is. Okay, good. Did you care to ask to say before end session?
Well, just please remind me to listen to this session on tape when I start making those same noises.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I'm not feeling well today.
Trying
to listen to your session.
Here we go. Good. We've gotten a lot more from the last part of that. So now I want you to tap on the 9 gamut spot. Put down the key.
Okay.
You tap on the 9 gamut spot and review what you've learned.
Oh, boy. Well, I got more clarity on this pattern. Every time we work on it, we get more clarity on it. How it starts. By a physical indication of something I should pay attention to, and I ignore it. Then it goes to a somatic indication that I ignore for a while until it gets bad, and then I take care of it after the fact. And then it appears to go away, and I pretend that it's completely gone, and then I resume my same old activities, and then it comes back again, and then I collapse under it, and then I attack myself for not doing better with it, and then I put myself into a depression. So I never clearly saw the whole sequence.
It doesn't happen all at once, does it?
No. It happens over a period of time.
One step after another, all aligned perfectly. End up where you end up.
Yeah.
It's just a formula.
It's a formula, and it's just deadly.
Yeah. That's it. You got coherence on that when you reviewed that, so that's the end of the session.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
I need your support in areas, you know? When I start that stuff, I get mad at you because you don't give me sympathy, but I don't want sympathy, but I still get mad at you when you don't give me. But what I could use is listen to the tape about what will we call this session?
What will we call this session? The cycle of illness?
Yeah. Listen to your tape on the cycle of illness.